The Education Department in the waning days of the Obama administration launches a new online initiative to help students find the right college. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more about the so-called college scorecard. Meredith, is this a new or updated effort?
This is an updated effort. It started, way back in 2013, really, when President first said, we need to make this easier for students and their families and counselors, for that matter, to find the right college for them. But they just did an annual data refresh, which we'll talk about in a minute. And so it's something that they're always working on over at the Department of Education.
All right. So major update just rolled out.
Yes.
Tell us about this college scoreboard. What is it and what are the elements that go into it?
Sure. So the college scorecard, let's say you're planning a vacation, right? You've got sites like Kayak, Expedia, where you can type in where you want to go, how much you want to spend, when you want to go, and your preference on hotels, rental cars, all that stuff. And the scorecard basically does the same thing, but for college. And it's rooted, like I said, in President Obama's announcement back in 2013 that he wanted to make it easier for people to find the right college for them. And that's an important thing here. It's not just going to a school and knowing, okay, well, if I'm going in upstate New York, it's going to have a lot of snow, or some college in Malibu, it's going to be really hard to concentrate because you see the surf team outside.
Or who's got the best beer.
It's what kind of money are you going to be making coming out of the university you attend, as well as the degree that you're going to get and what it could mean down the road for you financially. Here's Ted Mitchell. He's the undersecretary at the Department of Education.
From the beginning, we were aiming at the scorecard being very, very user-friendly. That's why the design team spent a lot of time out on the mall talking to potential users, taking mock-ups around the country. We wanted this to be a very forward-facing user interface.
And so how did the whole thing come about?
The department worked with the White House Domestic Policy Council, the Council of Economic Advisors, and the U.S. Digital Service. So this was really a labor of love, is what Mitchell told me, to figure out how to make the data accessible to not just students, but their families, policymakers, developers, even reporters like you or me who want to know about college data.
My life is over. I've paid for two college educations now, waiting for the payback.
Yeah. The result was an open application programming interface, or API, which allows developers to take the data that they want and build their own application for users to access that information. And the site has about 6,500 visits per day and has had almost 2 million unique users to date. Now, Mitchell said that the most popular users are students and families, but the scorecard, again, is also used by counselors and college outreach organizations. Here he is again.
Even when people aren't generating specific questions, the fact that they can play in the data and come up with their own conclusions and their own insights really advances the discussion of higher education access, higher education affordability, and issues of quality.
Sounds like their project is really on fire. Yeah. What are they going to do next with the scorecard, Meredith?
Well, the scorecard went live in September of 2015 and recently had its first annual data refresh to make sure it's using the most up-to-date information. Now, next year's refresh will, for the first time, use gainful employment regulation information. So, for example, if a student is at a career college, they might enroll in a cybersecurity or graphic design program. And because the markets for those skill sets are different, the salaries are going to be different. And the scorecard will allow users to see that data. And Mitchell said the department in November just released earnings for about 14,000 career programs.
We want to increase the visibility into program-level outcomes across the board, not just career colleges, but other institutions as well. And then the other thing that we'll do next year with the scorecard is we will link it directly to FAFSA, so that as students are signing up, applying for financial aid, and selecting colleges to use in the modeling, we'll be able to get them information about those institutions in real time.
And so that's the Education Department's Undersecretary Ted Mitchell. Meredith, it sounds like they are drawing from many data sources, not necessarily just federal, to put this together.
Yeah, because you also have private colleges on there, too. They're really trying to grab information from everywhere to give whoever is looking at this site anything they could want, the location, how much it's going to cost to go there, what they might have to be paying back, when it comes to financial aid, depending on how specific a career that they want, because that's what they want to do. One of the goals this year for the Department of Education is to increase the number of people who are getting college degrees in higher education. And a lot of the problem has to deal with, can you afford to go, and
sure,
are you going to be able to pay it back?
Safe to say that they are leaving out the for-profit education sector in this, or is that still part of it? Because the administration has worked pretty hard to put a couple of major for-profit colleges out of business.
Yes, there are for-profit schools around there, as well as religious schools.
And what's going to happen if the Trump, I guess we really don't know the answer to this, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but the Trump administration is talking about reprivatizing student loan programs, returning that to the private sector. It's been largely federalized. But it's hard to see whether this would make any difference on the scorecard or not.
Yeah, I asked Ted Mitchell that question, actually, what's going to happen with the transition? He said, well, you know, we'll bring the book to the table when the transition team comes in and wants to know about it. But as far as he's concerned, this is sort of bread and butter for the Department of Education, getting people as much education as they want and doing it at an affordable price.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
And you could also read Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com.